The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
It's our 276th episode for Saturday the 8th of November. I hope you've had yourselves an enjoyable week and have a nice relaxing weekend ahead, or alternatively, a dance-tastic weekend.
Indeed.
Which is what's going to be happening for us. And that kind of reverberates through the theme of a lot of the music today. Long-time listeners to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge will realise that roughly around about this time of the year, coincidentally, Linda likes to have a bit of a dance party, and by a bit of a dance party, a dance party.
Yes.
Because she likes dancing, and that's all well and good.
And people of our demographic don't get out to dance very much.
No. Last year was Motown theme.
Yes.
The year before was Come As Your Favourite Rockstar.
Yes.
And this year it's the 80s.
Oh, so much good and so much terrible.
Yep. And it was, there wasn't a lot of middle of the road, really. I mean, when it came to music or fashion, the 80s was either outstanding or, oh my gosh.
Yes, even at the time. especially the fashion, oh my gosh. A decade where different musical genre really came into their own, really. There was all sorts of new, there was the new wave and the post-punk and all that stuff, so, plus all the
new romantics, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and the big hair and the big stadium shows, yep. And all of that stuff all kind of came into being in the 80s, so.
But like the 70s, you know, the 70s started with that squeaky clean, everybody wearing the same clothes and doing the synchronised dance moves stuff.
Matching
and
haircuts.
Tony Orlando and Dawn and all that stuff, right through to the other end of the 70s where we had the Sex Pistols.
And so,
a bit of diversity in there. And the 80s were like that as well. Sort of started off with that whole post-punk, and then towards the end of the decade, it was different but still good.
Yeah, and all sorts of other things kind of came out of the woodwork that were new, and people were experimenting, and yeah, it's cool.
And then along came the 90s, and we lost momentum.
Yes, indeed.
it wasn't that bad, but it also wasn't that good. I watched an interview, we talked about this the other night, watched an interview with Michael J. Fox. It was a recent interview, and he was talking about fame. And in this age of the YouTuber and the TikTokers, where people can... general people can become instantly, for want of a better word, famous, but not really. It's nothing compared to what he and his generation went through. And he calls it 80s famous.
Yeah.
And fame in the 80s was, I mean, it was global. There would be nowhere you could go where you weren't known. And particularly given the fact that, you know, he'd started on a relatively successful television sitcom and then moved to movies, and a lot of them that, obviously Back to the Future is the one that stands out. But
well, that's an 80s movie.
Yeah, 80s series of movies. Mm.
Got your puffer jacket.
The Marty McFly puffer jacket.
Yep. Get yourself a hoverboard. Oh, wait.
Oh, and they have them now.
Yeah.
And puffer jackets are still a thing.
Yes, a sleeveless puffer jacket.
Yep. I like a vest. The puffer, puffer vest. Not necessarily the puffer vest.
Because I get cold arms, so I kind of get the vest thing. But
for me, it keeps the body warm, but it allows me to cool down as well.
Yeah, yeah. I have got a couple, but I don't wear them very often because they're like, I get cold still.
Oh. Well, you're a tiny thing.
Thank you, I think. And old. I get cold easily.
That's next week. On the way... Oh, look, a squirrel.
Yes.
The storm cleanup continues. Apparently it was Guy Fawkes. And things that are happening this weekend. For both of us in different ways, it's been a busy week as our respective councils fire up and we bring the new members up to speed. They're never going to change. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But since we've been talking about the 80s, let's start with your first selection today. Obviously, it is an 80s track. What is it and why? Explain.
Okay, well, in the early 80s, the Eurythmics became a thing. 1980, to be precise.
Do you know where they were formed?
She's Scottish and he's English, so somewhere in there.
Nope.
Oh.
So they used to be a member of that, were both members of a band called The Tourists.
Indeed, they were.
And they did covers of things like "Only Want to Be with You," the old, Leif Garrett, and
about Leif.
Yeah, for good reason. It was the '70s, just saying.
Yeah.
And they split up while on an Australian tour. And Annie and Dave reformed as a duo, calling themselves the Eurythmics, and performed first in Wagga Wagga, Australia.
Oh, what a claim to fame for Wagga Wagga.
That's about all it's got going for it, I'm guessing.
I've never been.
No.
Not sure I'd need to.
It's on the list.
Is it?
Way near the bottom.
Oh, the list of places to avoid? No.
No. Oh. Just places don't care to visit.
Oh, I see. Okay. I just thought Annie Lennox was the coolest thing out. I still do, actually. She's
amazing voice.
Yeah.
And those androgynous qualities about her.
You won't be surprised to learn that I really liked that. And I wanted to be like that, even in my, late teens, early 20s. She is just so cool. So talented, and she looked... amazing. I had a really short haircut, and at one point I was kind of orange coloured hair, but that was when I was in London, and it was a bit of a, but just before I went to London, actually, I ended up with kind of orange hair. It was more like, I don't know.
It was brown.
Well, no,
brown like cake.
It was supposed to be going blonde, but then I left, so it was midway through its treatment. Hall parties and dance parties and all that stuff the Eurythmics always were playing, and she, her daughter, you've heard her daughter sing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
When she's singing with her daughter, it's amazing.
Apples and trees, eh?
Those
familial harmonies.
Yes, those blood harmonies, yes. What's her name from Gore? With the sister.
Jenny Mitchell?
Yes. Described it. Yeah, very much so. So couldn't be talking about 80s music without including the Eurythmics. And, it was one of my favourites. So certainly one that often pops into my brain randomly of its own accord.
There's a part of me that thinks, and I'm kind of saying this without any verification, but I think this may have been either their first hit or the first song that they released that I became aware of.
Yeah, well, it was 1983 off their second album.
Mm.
I don't think the first often one the way though.
Yeah, no, the first one just.
And they were inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame, which came to my mind, and I thought, I don't even know where that is. I mean, hear a lot about the American one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to visit the UK Music Hall of Fame. That'd be really awesome, but I don't even know where it is, so I'll have to do some investigating.
Wonder where the Japanese one is, or the Korean one.
Well.
There you go.
Imagine how massive that would be.
Well, it doesn't need to be.
Well.
They're not as big as Europeans.
The K-pop boys are tall, so are the girls.
All right. Well, then it could be at a high ceiling.
Tall, yes.
Yeah.
Tall building, not wide.
Like the museum.
No, because they're malnourished.
So skinny.
Most of them.
Are you happy? No,
actually,
I'm hungry.
We'll talk about that again later with my other choice because there's an element of that in there. Anyway, I have chosen Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, and given that it's nearly that time when I completed a circle of the universe, I'll have to keep dreaming, so let's hope that they are sweet dreams. Sweet dreams are made of this.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
You are listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. It comes via Radio South on 96.4 FM. It's available on streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, or if you're an Android, you can get the accessmedia.nz app from Google Play. It has a kiwi fruit logo. Select Radio South and as your station once you've downloaded it. It's on the Radio South and website as well, and their Facebooks and social medias. But if you want to get it first, 8 o'clock on a Friday night, the Fluffy Slipper Lounge Facebook page is where you can find a link to stream it. Sweet Dreams are made of this, our first piece of music for this episode from the Eurythmics, commemorating the fact that there's a bit of an 80s theme that's going on. Very shortly, new Southland music and some good news. We were hinting before, though, that it's a busy time for those of us in local government as the new,
Somebody tried to tell me it was trimester the other day. No, I'm like, no.
That's gestating. Oh,
it's almost as painful.
I have no point of reference. Last Friday, we were both part of Arcona, a sort of nationwide roadshow as they talked to people from different authorities, and it was very interesting. Some really good speakers, and it's always good. I mean, for me, this is the ninth term, which formally I think
I should be cheering, not snorting.
Makes me a recidivist. Yeah.
My deepest sympathies to you.
But there are still things that I'm learning.
Mm.
You know.
Yep,
and the landscape is constantly changing as well. And there's a degree of, I kind of like watching that voyage of discovery for other people and how they accept it. Because you get a lot of people who come into local government with a fixed idea of how things should be and are going to be, not actually understanding that it is a very different world for a reason and that you don't change the direction of a river by swimming against it. And so that's interesting. But on Monday this week, we had a big get together in a strategic session, the first of several strategic sessions, our inaugural meeting formally on Tuesday, so as people were assigned their various roles. On Wednesday we went for a bus tour of the north part of the city, looking at council facilities, the current admin building, which is in a pretty sorry state, where we've relocated a lot of staff to. Places like the Branxholme Water Supply, hadn't been out there since 2017, always good to go and refresh to see how that that system
works. Did you test the water?
No, that's their job. interesting though, because you know, we had to, when we were having our strategic session, we received a briefing from a gentleman, Greg, that's all we know him as, from the SIS. And just talking about information security. And you know, much as we were allowed to film parts of and take photos when we were doing tours, it was a warning of, you know, just be careful about what you put out there.
Mm.
Because, you know, water systems can be an urban terrorism target.
Yes.
Want to drive a population out, get into that.
Yeah.
On
I'm not going to say what I just thought. No. I'll say that earlier.
We had te tiriti issues that we dealt with on the Thursday, so it's been a busy day. And on Friday, I went to work. My actual day job.
In the midst of
doing other stuff like, you know, district licensing committee, and then we had a risk and assurance meeting for the old annual plan. And I'm scared to look at next week, but I know that on Saturday night we'll get to blow off a bit of steam with the dance party.
Indeed, and I've got two nights in a row of blowing off steam, so I'll be a wreck by Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so Friday night you're off Faganing.
I'm off to Andrew Fagan.
Fagan rituals?
My God, yes.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because that new single that we played a few episodes back is really good.
Yeah, if he's not... If he's sort of together, it'll be really good.
Didn't you see him a couple of years ago at Selwyn Sounds?
Yeah, at Selwyn Sounds. Yeah, and he was not all together.
No.
Crawling across the stage like a lizard.
that's all I have to say about that. Later on, we'll find out if you think that's weird, what Lyndall's been scrolling as we check out Lyndall's real world. One of our favourite musicians, and I think we've played pretty much everything that they've released over the last six odd years, is Sam Cullen, former resident of Invercargill, Haggis boy, studied in Wellington, now resident in Auckland, has finally released an album. And you go, what? But haven't you guys been talking about that before? No.
No,
they were EPs. In fact, he's released three EPs so far.
It's very K-pop EPs and short,
short attention span.
Not short people. Short album, you know, mini albums they call them.
There was A Thousand Times, Run, and Love Again, the three EPs that he has released to date, and now his self-titled debut album.
Yeah, well, I hope it does well. He's a
Well, it's a digital release.
Good young chap.
So you can't go and buy it on an LP yet. Oh. But to support the man, you know, buy it on iTunes or Google Play or whatever platform rather than just streaming it on Spotify, because you've got to stream it about 9 billion times before they get a dollar. 10 great tracks. I had a chat to Sam during the week, and there's an interview that's on Radio South and in our show Art Is Our Perception. And he's got a tour to go along with it, happening later this month. So the album was released Friday, the 7th, and his tour, 6 dates so far, but probably more they'll announce in the new year. Arrowtown on the 21st of this month at Slow Cuts. Never heard of it. Been a while since we've been there, though, to be fair. They're here at Guiducci Brewery in Invercargill on the 22nd. In Auckland on December 13th, he's got this special thing where he's doing 3 gigs in one night.
Oh.
I said, what were you thinking? He said, not a lot. Yeah. Sounded like a good idea at the time. Logistically, it's going to be a bit of a nightmare, but they're going to do 3 gigs in one night. Good on them. 20th of December, pre-Christmas, is at the Palace Tavern and at the Mount, and fires up for the new year at Space Academy in Christchurch at the end of January.
Space Academy?
Yeah.
Must look that up next time we're up there.
Well, it might be easy to get tickets to it. So Sam Cullen's new debut album is out. Congratulations, because the first single off it, which is called Better Than Anything, has been included on the November releases for the New Zealand On Air hit discs that go out to radio.
Twice.
Three times, I think. Yeah.
Nice work.
So good to get that recognition and exposure. So should we have a listen to it?
Oh, I think we should.
Fair enough. This is the latest from Sam Cullen from his self-titled debut album, Better Than Anything.
Morning come, and as it pours itself in for the kill, she touches my face and I feel better when I'm laying here. As she pulls the covers under her chin, she rolls over and back again.
That's the new one from Sam Cullen, Better Than Anything, a ballad, and it's not an all-ballady album. That's actually one of the tracks that sounds a bit different to the others. You know,
yeah,
of
I was just going to say, that's not what I was expecting.
Well, a lot of her stuff has kind of a mixture of an 80s vibe with stadium anthem rock in a 2020s interpretation, if... And that's not written by some promo
Darren
person.
No, Darren made that up all on his own.
As the words were falling out of his face. and without Annette.
Yeah.
But
who's
Annette? Very good. But the new album is out, self-titled album from Sam Cullen. Getting to show the man some support and some love. And remember, he's here on the 22nd of November at Guiducci in Bond Street. Musical Taste of Asia coming up very shortly. Apparently it was fireworks on Guy Fawkes on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet at our end of the town. I don't know.
Didn't see a
and
lot
it was
of
a beautiful
it.
Night, so I was expecting it to be kind of busy. But
firefighters would have been relieved in this part of the
I
world.
I expect the weekend will, because I heard somebody on the news or something talking about how people buy them and save them up for other times. So perhaps the weekend or perhaps New Year's.
Or perhaps just random nights because somebody thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, or it's somebody's birthday or something. But I've never felt the need to do that for mine.
Well, there's a thought.
No.
To bust out some sparklers at New Year, that's different, though.
Yeah, I think we've still got some crusty old
fireworks
in the garage.
We threw the fireworks out but kept the sparklers.
Yeah. I should have bought some sparklers this week because they're quite nice for being idiots with.
Destroyed last year.
Oh, my God,
year.
Speaking of sparklers, remember the Gonda Sons?
Oh, my gosh, yes, in Kumagaya.
Yes.
Hanabi is a big fireworks festival, and the night before we were at a friend's place who has a sake factory and hosting us very generously.
And he always insists on getting you out there at the end of the night with the sparklers.
And a bit of fireworks. Now, let's just take a minute and remember what a lot of Japanese houses are made of. And everyone's been having a drink. And it's
there's a lot of sake. So
this might not be the smartest of ideas.
But
his place is still there.
Yes, and so are the neighbours.
Yep. Very tolerant neighbours they must have.
Oh, they took videos. Oh, dear Lord. They thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that was a good night. How did it end? I had no idea. I just saw a couple of sets of fireworks as I was coming back from rehearsal for Invercargill Musical Theatre's Theatre Restaurant, Solid Gold, and that was sort of down towards the Yarra Street Dairy. Can't remember what it's called now.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah.
Cracker Jacks. But none as I went up Queen's Drive heading towards home. Yeah. Got home, heard a few going on. You were saying that Radio New Zealand did something special.
Yeah, they were playing music, classical, in the classical program. They were going to play Music to Calm Your Pet.
Is this on Concert FM?
Yes.
Ah, well done.
Yes, so they were from about, I don't know, 6 o'clock, because it gets dark in the rest of the world much earlier than it does here. No need for daylight saving, just saying.
Well, the dairy farmers want it.
Yeah, no, well, they don't actually.
Don't they?
Because they don't. No, because they don't.
Am I in agreement with dairy farmers?
They don't. Well, they don't milk the same way as they used to.
True.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter, really. And some of them with robotic fencing and stuff. The cows just come in when they're ready.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is, actually. Good on them for using technology to their advantage.
And it's less, it appears to be, from my observation, having watched it at a couple of farms, less stressful for the cows.
Yes, absolutely.
Making their way.
Yep. And if they think they're ready for milking, but they're not, that won't let them in.
Yeah.
So it's quite cool, actually. But anyway, how did we get onto that?
From Guy Fawkes to
America. Yes, somewhere around there. I don't know.
But music to calm pets by.
And, oh, yes.
And you know, from when I was a kid going to our cousin's dairy farm on Inchclotha, there was always music playing in the milking shed.
Mm. Yeah, and, you know, lots of people play music to their plants, and lots of people leave music on with their anxious animals if they go to work.
So well done to RNZ for doing that.
Yeah, I must have a look at the soundtrack, the playlist that they had, and see.
I do note that you weren't playing it for a fluff ball that has anxiety.
Yeah.
It is currently under the...
Less anxiety than ever before.
Wow. Currently under the impression that he's a bird, quite often nesting in trees at the moment, or a bush, as was the case this morning.
Actually, if anybody knows a cat groomer, I suppose I can take him to the vet for that. Do they have cat groomers? I don't even know. Because, of course, he's really fluffy and he's got those really fluffy feet. And I think probably we should have those trimmed and stuff, but I don't know who to get to do that. I don't know whether the dog groomers do cats as well. Anybody can help me out with that, that'd be good.
So message us on our Facebook page with that information. That'd be awesome. It is time for our musical Taste of Asia ahead of our weekly visit to Lyndall's Real World. Is it an 80s vibe? I'm trying to remember when that song...
Might have been Jackson 70s. 5, might have been late 70s.
Yeah.
But certainly, I've always, you know, well, Jackson 5 have...
They have always been and will always be cool.
Yeah. Even though, you know...
Slightly mad,
yes,
and but cool.
Exploitation, all that stuff. But I love... Like a
black version of the Osmonds.
Yes, but way cooler.
Yes.
Superficially. And, you know, that's good dancey music, right? So I'm always going to be up for that. And this choice is a fantastic combination of 80s-ish flashback and Asian music. So it's a cover of I Want You Back by... you can imagine what caught my attention first. Not necessarily the vocals, although they're not bad, actually. There's fantastic choreography to this, and that's what caught my attention first.
Which one would expect from a Jackson's?
Yes, you know, it's even better. I can't watch it enough at the moment because it's just I'm like those 12-year-olds. My attention span. It's about 12 seconds long, but I'm watching this a lot at the moment because it's just really cool. These guys are called B:First.
Oh.
Or semicolon. And they were formed in 2021, I want to say, in some
4 years old.
Reality television show, as is the way, but they're Japanese, actually.
Ah.
They're not Korean, and... The second thing that caught my attention was that one of the members, I don't want to be unkind, but he's a more normal-sized human being than a lot of those.
You mean he's rounder?
Yeah, he's more solid than the stick figure ones that...
Is he a fatty?
No, he's not fat. He's just
not like the others.
Yeah, no...
I'm not fat-shaming. I've got a mirror. It works.
And we all know how prescriptive the K-pop industry is about size and body fat and height and all that stuff. So one of these guys does not fit that, and so that caught my attention. And they've also, the shortest one in the group is 173 centimetres tall. So
jeez. I'm 167.
Yeah. So, but these guys are short. He's short, right? In this universe, most of these guys and girls are 180 centimeters, average. this guy's 183, I think.
As a side note, we're going through a tour through Tianua, the museum. I'm walking along with Councillor Bond.
Oh yes.
We're watching Councillor Bond is shorter than you.
Yes.
And looking at the workers building away, and I went, look, there's somebody who's shorter than you. She went, yeah, and he's not even at high school.
She does have a good sense of humour.
Yeah, she does.
That was the second thing that caught my attention. But the choreography for this is amazing.
Such a good song to move to, though.
And the video has that retro 80s vibe, so they're in... 80s, late 70s
they're vegetables.
Outfits and, they're not vegetables. well, I don't know, you can't tell. The pants are not that tight. Anyway, it's a great flashback moment. And if you can, hunt down Be First on YouTube. Be First, I Want You Back. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you breathe in me back to your heart? Oh, darling, I was right to let you go. But now, since I see you, it is love. One time for your mind.
I guess it makes more sense in the video. I didn't get to that end of it. Kind of like Thriller, I guess, and make a bit of a movie out of it at the end. You've seen it a few times. Is that what's going on?
I don't recall that, but I've probably been trying to remember the choreography.
Oh, it's the file you sent me. It's very catchy, though. Be First is the name of the group, J-pop group, and a cover of the old Jacksons' I Want You Back. That is this week's Musical Tastes of Asia. In a moment, we're going to pop on in to check out what's going on in Lyndall's real world. First, we were talking about Guy Fawkes a little earlier on, and there's a thing. Maybe it should come back, you know, the intent. Should somebody go and try and resurrect that guy? Because there's a few places he could visit.
Yes, true that.
It's one of the best places ever he could visit.
I have no comment.
And every now and then I think, wonder if how they'd go in Wellywood. Let's think on that. Anyway, we're not great fans of fireworks personally in a domestic situation, quite. Very much in support of public fireworks events. You saw the biggest one you're ever going to see this year.
Yeah, ever.
There is a community event, thanks to the ILT. They sponsor an annual fireworks display that's at Riverside Speedway this Saturday. So they have a race meeting out there for a start, sort of goes into the dusk, and then fireworks. I remember being out there one night and they had a whole lot of rally cars because, of course, they come with lights because it's not a lighted speedway. And they were able to drive around there. And I was in the navigator's seat with a microphone. Apparently, it was very interesting from the outside. Their race meeting starts at 4 o'clock. So that's all the racing you can eat and a magnificent, great big fireworks show afterwards. At the, what is it called? It's the Aotea Electric Riverside Speedway with the 2024 Speedway Announcer of the Year, Daryl Shuttleworth, doing commentary. Also this Saturday, completely different, we go from fireworks to light, it's Diwali.
Ah, yes, true that.
And so the Festival of Light, this weekend at ILT Stadium Southland, it starts at 11, goes through till about 5 in the evening, and it's free to get in. There are things you can buy in there, tasty and delicious, lots of cultural performances. We've been along many times, and it's just a very, very cool day.
Yeah, it's very lots of fun, and the henna tattoos, mm-hmm. I don't know whether they're still doing those, but I had them done one year, that was cool.
They look spectacular. Yeah. Probably a lot less painful than the other ones.
Yeah, and a lot cheaper also.
Well, yeah, they were free. So Diwali at Stadium Southland, 11 till 5, and you can pretty much head from there if you leave at 4 o'clock and go straight out to Riverside Raceway and watch the Speedway, followed, that's stock cars, Speedway, not motorcycles, and followed by the big fireworks. Oh, look, it's that time.
Steve Le. Le pointif, il est orange, il a des bras et des jambes, le pointif.
Welcome to Lyndall's Real World, the reels that she's been doom-scrolling.
Yeah, not a lot of new coming into my feed at the moment. That's, you know, what the algorithms are like. I'll have to book. Sometimes I just pick a random word and put it in the search bar, and then that kind of helps change your algorithm. And when you start looking at some of the things that come up, it starts changing what comes into your feed. So it's about time I did that again. So some of these are not new to me, but... they might be new to you.
Mm-hmm.
So one that I do follow them actually. It's called Chafing Armour.
Pardon?
Yes, exactly what you think.
But that sounds somewhat sadistic or masochistic. Or?
It's actually a podcast, and I think it's creator whose name is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
It's a come out of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
So a lot of the memes are. References to dungeon masters and
right.
When the master roles are such and such, and but they're all kind of amusing. But every now and then there's something completely random and amongst it that's got nothing to do with Dungeons and Dragons because I'm not really a fan, but I understand the references to some of it. But the one that caught my attention most recently has them. You need to go spend time in nature. Me out in the nature, and then there's a picture. Icky, 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 pyang, zoom, boing.
And those who enjoy Monty Python?
Yes, indeed.
Will get that.
Yes. So that caught my attention.
I can imagine.
Because of its reference, and it did make me laugh. But there are many and varied, really inappropriate memes in there, many of which refer to D&D, but not all of them, and some of them are really funny. So
we have a podcast at Radio Southland called Nightlife, and a bunch of boys, young men, who host that, and they're the people who like to dress in actual armour and do the sword fighting.
Yes.
It's a real lifestyle stuff. But actually, they're also phenomenally informed on oldie history of that period as well. Some very interesting discussions. But I did say to him once, come over here and I'll bite you on the ankle. And they go, oh, a Python fan.
Yeah.
So I was impressed that their interest in things night extended to the Black Knight, as that particular person was.
Indeed.
In the search for the Holy Grail.
So yes, chafing armour.
Wow.
Chafing with one F.
Bit of Vaseline.
And no U. So it's chafingarmor. Check it out.
Moroccan spelling.
Steve Le. Le bois. Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras.
Bit of an 80s theme going on, because your 80s dancey, wancey, prancy party on Saturday.
Oh, I knew
Saturday
you were
going
to say that at least once.
Yep. And that's a Wall thing. I blame him completely for that. And, of course, I'm working with him 5 or 6 days a week at the moment as we rehearse for Solid Gold, which is opening on Thursday next week at the Ascot Park Hotel. Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, I think, is when it happens. Only over 2 weeks. Two-course meal and some entertainment, which is hosted by Darren Wall.
Oh, don't sit near the front would be my advice. And don't make a whole lot of noise up the back, because they'll growl at you.
You might not. the other patrons will. Interesting, because, you know, when we're introducing ourselves, it's kind of like, you might remember us from da-da-da. And if you're under 20, ask your grandparents.
Yeah, true.
Is it really? Is it? Yes, it is that long.
Yes.
But
I had a conversation about that just with my friend Jim the other night, actually.
Well, next to you is my favourite person to work with. You know, it's you know, when you have those people that you're just comfortable on stage
with.
Yeah,
yeah.
And as many of the other cast members are discovering, there's a lot of mischief that goes on. And occasionally the odd look that says, are you actually going to say that? And it's no, but if I don't say it now, I'll say it in front of an audience. So, you know, your choice. But he's one of the directors, along with our friend Jan. And so there was something I did Wednesday night. And he gave me the side look. I said, you're the director. If you say no, I won't.
Yes, very good.
Anyway, back to the 80s. August Darnell is the name of the next guy. Wore a flat, wide-brimmed hat, wide pants, wide jacket. Not in a David Byrne style, but Kid Creole and his band The Coconuts is what they were known as. The year was 1982, and the song I've selected from Kid Creole and The Coconuts, say that fast three times, is this, Stool Pigeon. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Get your dancing shoes on.
Make it worth your while. So we told it all, and in return he got a the bird and the maximum security, even after plastic surgery. So go on and squeals at the FBI. We can make a deal, make it worth your while.
There's a gentleman. And a babe in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him because they like a guy who will stab a friend.
I'm building the anticipation, looking forward to the 80s dance party that you've got coming up Saturday night with Kid Creole on the Coconuts and Stool Pigeon. Speaking of anticipation, our friends have been on a tour back to their home nation of the United States, visiting places like Chicago, St. Louis. Gosh, looks like a fantastic museum there, City Museum. Can't wait to talk and find out more. And New York recently. And I saw an image of our friend Emerson, whom we've both acted with. And they went to see a version of the Rocky Horror Show.
Mm.
Managed to nab selfies with Neil Patrick Harris and James Corden separately. It's like, wow, that was a good night. Imagine that.
Not bad. One of those I'd be up for, the other one not so much.
Yes. Who is James Corden? A friend of Tom Cruise's. Let's check out what's been going on in the big wide world of rugby. Big stuff at the moment is obviously rugby. We played Ireland and Chicago. Ask me why. Money. Last Sunday, the ABs were the winners after a much better second half. 26-13. What do you think? Wasn't convincing, was it?
No, but they did last the distance.
Yeah.
They broke a couple, though, which is a bit terrible. Yeah. So, was good. Yeah, not a bad game, actually, I suppose. The referee was a bit odd, I suppose.
It's not the first time we've said that.
No, I've said worse, so it's middle ground, that one.
How do you think we'll go on at Murrayfield against Scotland this weekend? Should be much easier, shouldn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, we might be lucky.
Oh, okay. Is that because of the attrition or because the Scottish are actually in
the
form?
The Scottish are actually playing not too badly, I don't think so.
And Ireland haven't played for quite some time.
Yeah. And if they don't beat the Scots, they might not beat anybody else.
Yeah. 4 a.m. New Zealand time is when that kicks off, and we might be just getting home. Formula One. This weekend, there's four rounds left, and this weekend it's Brazil, which includes a sprint round. That race is 3 o'clock Sunday morning. go watch that before the test. Grand Prix, 6 a.m. Monday morning. Oh, I might be watching that delayed, but of course, Ludlow the Younger's home for that. Next weekend is the Sundown 500 and Repco Supercars Championship, the semi-final. You caught up with your cousin in Dunedin last weekend, who's going off to this.
Sorry?
Your cousin is going
to Sandown. Oh, yes, Ross. Yes, sorry. Cousin? Which cousin? Yes. He drives...
You do have many, to be fair.
Yes. Aren't I lucky, actually? I said to somebody last weekend, actually. Mike. Now his name's finished anyway. Yes, he's going. He was at Bathurst and he's going to Sandown.
Good on him.
Yeah.
NASCAR's finished final round at Phoenix last weekend, SCVG 24th, but still what a great full first season. Brendan Leach, this weekend, it's the Lamborghini Super Trofeo World Championships. Hope that goes well for him. It's at Misano in Italy. And for Cormac Buchanan, it's the penultimate round at Portimao in Portugal this weekend, Monday morning in New Zealand time. That's what's going on in the world of sport. Going to finish with one of those mashups, got 280 songs in one. It always impresses me how they do this. This is put together by a person calling themselves Lobster Dust. Ask me why, I have no idea. But it takes the 280s classics, U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. Enjoy that.
Good luck with it.
Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back next week for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.